This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Fakes a couple of times, gets it into Knox. 6 seconds, back for Rose. Gets into the lane, kicks the block, corner three, knocks it down with 2.3 to go. And the game is tied at 103. Reggie Bullock nails it on the beautiful drive and kick from Rose and a timeout from New Orleans.
What a huge shot by Bullock to tie the game. And then the Knicks ran away with the game in overtime for their sixth straight win. So we're so happy that Reggie Bullock could join us right now on the show. Reggie, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
How did it feel when that shot goes through? I mean, what are your thoughts? Did you know it was in when you released it?
I seen Derek. He was driving to the basket, and I seen that Lonzo, you know, just bit off of me, and I was surprised they actually did it from the corner, and I just, you know, took this shot. I mean, I was ready for it to be able to shoot whenever it came to me, if it came to me, but you know, I just stuck with my regular shooting mentality and it dropped for me.
See, that's the question I wanted to ask you about Lonzo Ball. I know he's a young player, but why would he slough off of you if Derek scores there? What's the big deal? It's still a 1-point lead. He let that lane be open to get the pass to you.
Yeah, like I said, I was actually surprised that he actually did it, helping up the corner, but you know, that's our spacing within our offense, you know, get to the corners. And I was able to receive a good pass from Derek. He did great penetration by getting to the rack. And he found one of the shooters, and he believed in me at taking a shot. My team believed in me, and it just dropped for me.
How much has Tibbs meant to your success as a team?
He's meant a lot. Every day he holds us accountable. He wants the best for us. He believed in us. He believed in the team that we have. And, you know, he just want us to just continue to just plan, you know, for each other, playing the right way. And that's what we've been building since day one. And obviously on the defensive end, our whole mentality changed from last year to this year. You know, people actually take it personal when we get scored on. And, you know, we're just all doing it collectively together. Even with our big men, you know, stepping up, blocking shots for us on the perimeter when we're trying to run people off the line. So it's been great for our defense this year. And he's been a huge success part for us.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, is there one thing that stands out the most, the difference between the 2019-2020 Knicks and the 2021? I mean, you just said that was real interesting, the sense of pride in terms of not wanting to give up buckets. Anything else about the way you guys prepare, that just mentality-wise, that's different this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a crazy schedule where that's planned every other day. But, I mean, when we have the opportunity to practice, we practice. I mean, we practice hard. We definitely do a lot of film. Guys go up and, you know, get extra shots up, whatever we do, to be able to, you know, keep that mentality of us winning and playing all together. So we have a great coaching staff that, you know, each one of them have a couple guys on the team to be able to, you know, go over film when we not getting as much practice in. But like I said, since training camp and since everything that we started at the beginning of the season, defense is what we wanted to hang our hat on. A lot of people counted us out, so it was just something that we just wanted to be able to turn around and all play together.
Reggie, I've got to ask you this. Thibodeau, he looks miserable all the time. Is he ever happy? Is he happy behind the scenes?
Yeah. He's definitely happy. He's a happy guy, definitely behind the scenes. But, I mean, obviously, you know, during the game, he's showing, you know, how bad he wanted and how bad he wanted for us. And we got to have that same mentality, too. He definitely, you know, he's been doing well with, you know, showing more emotion for his players, and we showing more emotions for each other. So, I mean, it's just all about us just going out, just playing every night, and definitely holding everyone accountable. And he expects greatness out of us, and that's what we just try to bring every game.
One of the issues early on, Reggie, was trying to find a way to win some of these close games, and now you have the Memphis game, the Toronto game, the game yesterday, like learning to win close games. What's been the difference there?
Just, you know, coming down the stretch in the fourth quarter, when the game is close like that, being able to hang our hat on the defensive end, trying to get, you know, 3 stops in a row or whatever many stops in a row to be able to, you know, pull out those games. I mean, we struggled with it a little bit in the season early, but I mean, as of now, we've just been trying to lock in on the defensive end and, you know, try to put those stops together to be able to pull out a game and obviously play well in the offensive end too.
Now, obviously, any team that goes into a season, publicly they're going to say they believe in themselves. They think, you know, people aren't giving them enough credit. Now that you guys have won six in a row, it looks like a playoff spot looks like it's assured. Did you guys really believe at the beginning of the year that this team could be as effective as it's been?
Yes, sir. We had some players come back from last year. I mean, obviously last year was last year, but we had some players come back from last year, and we just wanted our mentality to be different. I mean, it was a lot of guys on one-year deals, and obviously the Knicks front office people bring a lot of us back to be able to work with the young guys and add that veteranship around them. And like I said, we all just been, you know, buying in to what we wanted to do at the very beginning of the season. That was to make the playoffs and play well and try to bring back Knicks basketball. All the front office people and the whole organization believed in us with the 15 guys that they put together to be able to make this run. It's been working out so far for us, and we just got to continue to keep it going.
Now, I wonder, Reggie, because you guys talk to other players after the game or whatever. Do the Knicks have more respect around the league than they've had for the last 10 years? It seems like guys are talking up the Knicks, and they're impressed by what you guys are doing. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of chirping going around about, you know, our success of what we're doing right now. But as a team, I still feel like we still have more of the goals that we want to accomplish for this season. And obviously, that's a goal to be in the playoffs and you know, make a run at it. So that's what our mentality is right now. We just have to continue to just keep it going throughout the season and keep our head down and keep working.
How much is it a day-in, day-out conversation to avoid that play-in and finish six or higher?
It's obviously in the back of all of our minds, and it's something that we want to do as a team. So we just go out every day, every game that we play, take it one game by one game. And, you know, if we put all into it that we've been putting in at the beginning of the season and believing in our work, those things should play out for us.
Reggie, how different is Julius Randle from 1 year to the next? How different is he from last year's Julius Randle?
I mean, still scoring the ball-wise. I mean, he could do that last year, but this year he's added so much to his game with his post-up, his reads, you know, his fadeaways, everything that he gets to. His three ball has been very well this year. I mean, he's just the head of the snake for our team. And, you know, he's our engine, he's our force, and, you know, it's just other players around him that, you know, bring different things to the game that helps him out a lot, and he's getting everyone involved, and he's been a huge plus for us this year and having a crazy awesome season.
And the same question about R.J. Barrett. He seems like he's really taken another step. Do you agree?
Yes, for sure. What my guy that's on the wing with me, his scoring ability that he brings, you know, everything with his three ball has been improving from last year to this year. He's got a scorer's mentality, and obviously his defense been a lot better from last year to this year. Like I said, coach is holding everyone accountable on the defensive end. Elfa Payne leading the way with, you know, him picking up guys, putting the pressure on them to set the tone for our defense out. Nerlens, Mitch when he was out there, Taj when he's out there too. You know, just that defensive force in the interior, and that's what we depend on. And the guys on the wing, we just try to do our job to be able to guard some of the league's best players.
I ask everybody this. I'll ask you. Did you think at all of what it would have been like had you hit that three in a full Madison Square Garden?
Oh, man, I knew it would have been crazy awesome. But, I mean, I definitely love the fan support that we're getting right now. I mean, it's second to none. We're getting so much love right now, but I'm glad that they are in the building. I wish it would have been to full capacity, but we're loving the fan support that we're getting right now.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
All right, before I let you go, I've got to ask you, I know that you really had great affection for Roy Williams, who has stepped down as North Carolina coach. Tell me about your relationship with him, and did you like the choice of Hubert Davis as the North Carolina new coach?
Yes. Roy Williams, he was a huge success in my life, to come down and recruit a kid from a small town, Kinston, North Carolina, give me a scholarship and be able to let me play at one of the best universities in the country. Huge thank you to him. And enjoy retirement, Coach. And on to Hubert Davis. He was there when I was there also. I mean, obviously he played in the league, so hopefully, you know, we can be able to, you know, recruit those same type of players to be able to let them know that, you know, North Carolina is a great stepping stone for players to be able to continue to be in the league and turn pro. So I think it's a great addition. Obviously, we was going to keep it in the family anyway with, you know, him playing at the university, being in the league, playing in the league. So I think he'll do well for the program, and I'm excited to see what he does.
Reggie, when you were there, did Jordan ever come down and play pickup with the team?
Oh, no, not when I was there. I was there. He didn't come down and play when I was there.
Did he ever talk to you guys at all?
Yeah, he actually talked to us. I think it was before our ACC tournament game in maybe 2012. Mm-hmm. He was there. He was there watching us. I think we was in Charlotte at that time. So, Old Greensboro, one of those. And he was just talking to us about, you know, just regular thing and just wishing us much success with our team that we was doing that year. So, it's great to always have a goat around.
He probably told you the ceiling is the roof, right, Reggie?
Right.
Reggie, congratulations on that shot yesterday. Congratulations on what a great season the Knicks are putting together. 6 wins in a row. Keep it rolling, and we appreciate you giving us some time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, that's Reggie Bullock, who hit that big shot.
What a shot it was, too. Knocked down,
baby. I
mean,
that's like ice water in your veins, because you missed that, the game's over and the winning streak's over, and we're talking about a different thing today. So good job by him, and, you know, the Knicks did bring him back after last year. And you know what? All the guys that we've had on with the Knicks, does it speak volumes of what a bad job last year's coaching staff did? I'm sorry. I mean, Fizdale's a really likable guy, but wow. Awful. I mean, this is essentially not the same, but essentially the same talent, and they were awful. They weren't even competitive. I don't know. When this happens the year after Fizdale, you wonder, is Fizdale getting another job? Is he going to get another coaching job as a head coach when this is what happened? The same team with a different coach, and they're going to make the playoffs, and last year's team was a laughingstock. I mean, Mike Miller took over, did a decent job, but, I mean, the tone was set with Fizdale. It was awful.
Well, because you got a coach now, not somebody that's going to recruit free agents.
Which he didn't do.
You're building now. Right. Now you see the difference a coach could make. In any sport, the difference that a coach or a manager could make. And now, if you're one of the believers, and I know you are too, Michael, that the main reason why the Nets were able to get their big three together was how well they played before Kyrie and KD got there.
Mm-hmm.
This is much better than what the Nets did. This isn't barely making the playoffs. This could be a team that could be, who knows, a 4 seed. And now it becomes attractive. You talk about, well, how did the Knicks become cool? This is how you become cool. Win close games on national television. Win 6 in a row. Now, all of a sudden, you're getting the out-of-town guys waxing poetic on how great it is to play at Madison Square Garden and how great it would be to be a Knick. See how it all changes? When you actually put together a team that's got a good coach and good players and start winning games, not backing into the playoffs?
Michael Kasho on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. I do have to apologize. I really do. I'm sorry. And Rick DiPietro just reminded me of this. He said, "You sure Peter doesn't want to ask anything about the Washington Wizards?" I didn't give him the opportunity to do that.
Well,
I'm sorry, Peter.
It would be a Celtics question, Rick. Get your head together.
Oh, you know what? That's a fabulous point, Peter. Point to Peter.
Thank you very much. And no, it's okay. Although I did see there was some press that the Michael Kay Show got because of my question. It's okay.
In Washington.
Little vindication.
Well, people listen on stream.
Michael Berinotto actually said, "Here I am waiting for Rosenberg to ask Bullock about the Celtics." So he was on it.
Well, listen, I didn't, did I?
No, you didn't.
I asked a thoughtful, pointed question about the New York Knickerbockers.
Right. Your main problem with the Washington football team question was just way too early.
That's really it.
I think if you threw it in at the end, nobody would have blinked.
No, no one would have said boo.
Third question overall, your first question.
That's tough.
That's a tough one.
It's hard to get out from under. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll towel off, shower off, take some phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Kirk, I'll make this quick so Michael and Don don't yell at me. But as a Washington football fan.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.